Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Emily I. Miller, class of 2007. Lent is a time when we all give extra thought to our prayer life. Maybe we even spend a little more time than usual speaking to God. But what about the rest of the year? Do we have quiet time with God on a regular basis? Jesus shows us in Mark 1, 29-39, that we should. When reading this passage, I think back to the Xfinity commercial from early 2021 with Amy Poehler hiding in her bathtub as she tries to get a little me time. Using her tablet to binge her favorite show, she tells her family to leave her alone so she can de-stress. And because she is Amy Poehler, she makes it funny. But even now, the stresses of life continue to make us all a little nuts. Such is life in the 21st century. Being under stress isn't new. It may surprise some readers to know that even Jesus felt the crush of demands on his time and had to get away from things for quiet time with God. In this passage, Jesus is in the throes of ministry. He just healed Peter's mother-in-law, and that evening they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. Wow, it sounds like a first century emergency room, and Jesus is the only physician. What did he do after dealing with these hurting people? Mark says, "In the morning, while it was still very dark, he went out to a deserted place and he prayed." Chapter 1, verse 35. Jesus shows us that to live a balanced life, we need to balance our ministry with quiet time and prayer. When we feel like things are getting to be too much, we need to take the advice of mental health experts and of Jesus and center ourselves with God. Then God's Holy Spirit can rejuvenate us and send us back into ministry better equipped to love God and our neighbors. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for the busyness of our lives as we seek to serve you. Help us to balance our busyness with quiet time with you so that we remain grounded in the one who created us, who loves us, and who gives us strength. In Jesus' name, amen.